USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After months of hearings and debates, the full House is ready to decide on Wednesday whether to impeach President Trump. They're voting on two articles of impeachment, and then they'll send the issue to the Republican-controlled Senate for trial. Zach Cohn is a Senate reporter for the National Journal.
Some Republican moderates that in the past have broken with the president or with the Senate Republican majority, but for the most part, it's more likely than not that every Republican in the Senate does vote to acquit Trump of both articles of impeachment.
Democrats are expecting a few defections ahead of the House vote this week. Among them, New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew. He's expected to switch parties and become a Republican. As reports of him switching begin to surface, President Trump thanked him on Twitter, calling him very smart. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The wintry weather that's hitting the West and Midwest is expanding into the East. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Vaughn has the forecast.
Monday morning's commute will be hampered by snow from extending parts across Missouri, eastward into the Ohio Valley, and even in the Mid-Atlantic region around the D.C. area. We could have a mix of rain, sleet, and some freezing rain as well as some snow at higher elevations.
The U.S. has responded to North Korea's demands to offer new concessions in deadlocked nuclear talks. U.S. Envoy Stephen Biegun.
Much has been said about North Korea's end-of-the-year deadline. On this point, let me be absolutely clear. The United States does not have a deadline. We have a goal to fulfill the commitments the two leaders made during their historic summit meeting in Singapore.
He says a major provocation by Pyongyang would be, in his words, unhelpful. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A major U.S. city is climbing back from a cyber attack. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says the city is entering what she calls recovery mode after the cyber attack forced her to declare a state of emergency last week.
When we talk about recovery mode, it's about building, like you're building a new house. And this is as it relates to our technology within city government.
She says 4,000 computers and 400 servers are being cleared one by one, and data is being recovered. City leaders said they were able to act quickly, limiting the damage done by the attack, which followed similar attacks recently in Baltimore and Atlanta. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An actress that played a protester has been arrested in real life. USA's John Hunt has more.
Jane Fonda continued her weekly tradition of protesting on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, but this time, Forrest Gump's mom, Sally Field, was there, and she left the event with Capitol Police in handcuffs. Field, along with environmentalist Winona LaDuke, urged people to get out of their comfort zones and fight the climate crisis. She said it's time to get out and scream loud, because if you don't do it, no one else will. The protests are centered around a different theme each week. This week, they focused on jobs, communities, and traditions from fossil fuel-based industries to make a cleaner world economy. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.